Afternoon, everybody. Welcome.
大家下午好，欢迎大家。
So today we will continue from last week, and it's the title of the sermon: "Be transformed by the renewal of your mind."
好，今天我们讲到的主题会继续我们上周所讲的，让我们的心意更新而改变。
Our thoughts are very important.
我们的思想非常的重要
，because it determines how you feel.
因为我们的思想决定了我们的感受。
It also determines what you will do.
也取决于我们的行为。
Our thoughts affect the quality of our lives.
我们的思想决定了我们生活的质量。
And it affects our future.
也会影响我们的未来。
Or it could actually keep us in prison.
那或者把我们困在一种牢笼当中。
So.Paul is talking about transforming our mindset.
保罗这里告诉我们，让我们心意来更新。
Doesn't matter whether we're Christian or not Christian. Many of us have a certain mindset.
不管我们是不是基督徒，我们都有自己的一套固有的思维方式。
If we have the mind of Christ,
如果我们有基督的心意
，with the kingdom mindset,
我们有天国的那种思维方式
，then we will live our Christian life with power and freedom.
那我们作为基督徒，我们活在世上，我们就有能力。
God is near and nothing is impossible.
神与我们同在，没有任何事是不可能的。
No matter how difficult circumstances and challenges are, we can overcome.
不管我们在生活当中遇到怎样的困难和挑战，我们都能得胜并且有。
But if we have a negative mindset,
但如果我们有一个很负面的思想的话
，a mindset of doubt,
一个思想是充满了疑。
That's full of the world.
我们的意念充满了属世的思想。
Full of the wisdom of the world.
充满了这个属世界的那种智慧。
Then we are trapped.
那我们就陷在一种陷阱当中。
We find ourselves anxious.
我们会让我们觉得自己总是处在一种焦虑当中、担忧当中。
Every problem is gigantic.
每个遇到的问题都好像巨人般一样压着我们。
Every small problem is a mountain.
每个好像小小的问题都好像一座大山在那边。
And life is full of impossibilities.
那么生命当中也各种好像不可能的那种光景。
Hopelessness.
充满了绝望和无助。
And it's very dark and no future.
好，我们的生命充满了黑暗，是毫无指望的。
Now we know which mindset we should have.
我们知道我们应该有怎样的一种思想。
The mind of Christ.
那就是基督的心意。
Amen.
Amen.
But then there's also people we are bound in our minds with strongholds.
那么当然我们的意念当中有时候以各样的引垒来捆绑我们。
A stronghold is just another word for mindset.
那么这个我说的引垒其实是意念的另外一个字眼。
Or it could actually mean fortress.
或者说一种引垒一种顽固的引垒。
But in the Bible, it actually means being imprisoned.
但是圣经其实在讲说我们好像就在那个牢笼里监牢里面一样
In other words, bondage,
在一种捆绑当中
addiction,
一种瘾当中
you can't get out of an addiction,
我们无法挣脱这个瘾、这个、
No matter how hard you try
不管我们怎么去努力怎么挣扎
your mind tells you your mind is full of that addiction you're always thinking about it
我们的意念当中充满了这样一种瘾我们无法挣脱出来
No matter how you see things outside you you always see it for the lenses of that bondage
不管你怎么去看外面的世界你总是带着这种固有的瘾类的思想来看周围的事情
And so we have problems
所以我们会遇到各样的问题
A mindset, our minds is a challenge
所以我们的意念对于我们的生活是一个很大的挑战
It is also a place where is a battlefield
也是我们征战的一个战场
And therefore it is not surprising this is the area which the Satan will attack us
所以这毫无质疑这是仇敌要攻击我们的地方
And also the world will try andinfluence us
也是世界尝试要来影响我们的地方就是我们
思想 Every day when we look into our on the internet on social media we are bombarded by thoughts
所以每天我们打开手机我们看新闻看社交媒体的时候我们刷到各种各样的消息就是在不住的影响我们的思想
6,200 thoughts a day
就是有超过6000个思想每天在不断的影响我们
You know, some people actually say 60,000, but let's take a small figure, 6,000.
所以我们不要说六万差不多我们一个小数目六千个这样的思想在影响我们。
But 95% of them are the same thought.
但是在这六千个思想里面 95% 呢是一个 不好的思想。
Between this morning when you woke up and now, you're thinking about the same thought about 95% time. The same thought.
所以从今天早上你一起床睁开眼睛，可能有 95% 的想法你都是在想同一件事情。
Sometimes we call that worry.
很多时候我们把这样的想法称为焦虑。
We call that anxiety.
担忧焦虑。
We call that bondage.
我们也把这个形容成为一种捆绑。
We call that addiction.
一种瘾。
Whatever it is bothering us.
不管是怎么样的字眼来形容，但是都是来让我们困扰的东西。
And so it is important to tackle these things.
所以我们非常重要，我们要来解决这样的问题。
And the Bible offers us solutions.
那么在圣经当中给我们这样问题解决的方法。
We don't have to live in a mindset that actually brings us misery.
我们不用活在一种让我们处在绝望当中一种思想当中。
Because you remember, that's when the world and the devil is bombarding you, attacking you.
所以当这个世界和仇敌在我们的心思念当中来攻击我们的时候
，You know our mind is actually quite open.
我们的思想其实是很敞开的。
You know, you could be washing up dishes or just doing something at home innocently. Something comes into your head.
有没有试过？可能你在家里做一些家务，你什么都没有想，突然间一个意念又进入到你里面。
A negative thought comes into your head.
一个在你头脑当中出现一个很负面的想法
Something you've forgotten long time ago,
一件好像已经遗忘了很久的事情
comes back.
突然浮现在你脑海当中
Or someone could be talking, some one word or some music is played and you remind you of something
或者你听到别人无意中说了一句话你听到一首歌一个音乐然后突然就让你想起了过往的事情
So the good news is God wants us to be transformed
好消息是神想要我们心意更新而变化
How by the renewing of our minds?
那么这个变化是借着来更新我们的意念。
Before we can renew our mind, we need to first of all examine the thought that comes into our mind.
在我们更新我们意念之前，我们需要来省察我们里面的思想。
Now what I'm telling you today is very broad, very high level. Everything needs to go into much deeper level. But I'm just giving you an overview what we should do.
今天我跟大家分享的是一个比较宏观的一个比较全面的一个思想当然每个事情还需要进到更细节的地方
When a thought comes into our mind when a thought appears in our mind we've got to ask ourselves a question three questions
当我们的头脑当中浮现一种思想一种意念的时候我们问自己三个问题
First we need to review it assess it Is this where does this thought come from?
首先我们要去反省去检查这个思想是从哪里来的它的源头是哪里
Some thoughts are actually not easy to discern Some thoughts are easy
有些思想可能我们很容易分辨有些呢并不是那么容易分辨出来
It's like this morning I woke up
就今天早上我起床以后
Obviously the devil doesn't like me preaching this sermon
很正常就是仇敌不喜欢我站在这个讲台这边来正道
He's probably been watching me preparing
就是他看我正在准备今天的讲道的时候
Suddenly he gives me this thought
突然我有这样一个想法
You might die soon
啊你很快要死
And for a moment I thought I thought that thought was come from me
在那一瞬间我觉得它是我难道是我自己有这样的想法吗
So for a few seconds I thought No that can't be it Bind it in Jesus name
然后那很快几秒之间我马上转念我就说哦，那肯定不是出于我的那我奉耶稣名来斥责他
You see it comes just like that
就是这个意念就在你不经意间突然出现
Just after you visit the doctor
就可能刚刚你去看过医生以后
Just after you visit the tax man
哦，刚好你给了你报了税以后
Something fear comes in
突然里面出现一种恐惧
And you're full of thoughts
然后你里面头脑里面充满了各种各样的想法
First of all, you got to review it
首先你要去反省查这些
Is this a good thought or a bad thought?
这些想法是不是不好的想法
If it's a bad thought, reject it in Jesus' name. Get out of my head.
如果是坏的想法要奉耶稣的名要拒绝这样的想法命令他离开
Like a child, I'm not listening to it. Get out, get out, get out.
就好像一个小孩你捂住你耳朵说哦，不听我不听不听你离开我离开我
If it's a good thought, something that maybe come from the Lord, receive it.
如果是好的想法，你知道是从主而来，那赶快就领受。
So three R's: review, reject, receive.
所以三个 R 就是首先要反省，然后是不好的拒绝，那么好的要领受。
Okay, so we need to know the thought.
所以我们要知道我们的想法。
So let's go to the Bible.
让我们回到圣经当中。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. as we read last week, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
罗马书十二章一节这里说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Paul is saying to us, every day we need to take ourselves as an offering before God. Bring our fallen nature, bring our human nature before God.
保罗说，我们每天把自己的身体当作活祭，把我们的老我，把我们的肉体，我们的血气当作活祭献在神面前。
Because every day when you bring your fallen nature before God, you are asking God, I want to change.
当每天我们把我们这个败坏的肉身，我们老我旧造带到神面前的时候，我说神啊，我愿意被改造，被更新。
It is an act of humility and it is an act of worship.
这是我们在神面前一种谦卑和敬拜的一种作为。
Here I am, Lord.
说神啊，我来到你面前。
If there's any iniquities in me, remove them, Lord.
主啊，如果在我里面有任何的罪恶，求你来赦免我。
Lord, if there's things in my mind that needs transforming, transform them, Lord.
如果在我里面有任何需要被改变的思想，求主来更新。
You're offering yourself before God.
我们把我们自己献在神面前。
And verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by testing you may discern what is the will of God, and what is good and acceptable and perfect.
第二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Like I said, our thoughts determine our attitudes and how we live.
就跟我刚刚之前讲到的，我们的思想决定了我们生活的态度和行为。
Paul is saying to us, by testing our thoughts, we will be able to discern what's going on.
保罗说，我们要去查验我们的想法，然后我们可以分辨。
And then we need to know what is actually good and acceptable to the Lord.
然后这样我们会知道何为神所善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And this is our daily responsibility.
这应该是我们每天要操练的。
That we need to take care of our minds.
我们每天要来看顾我们的思想。
Because all of us can easily lose our minds within a short period.
因为我们在每天的生活当中，很容易在短时期都让我们的思想被影响。
If the mind is so important, we need to take care of the mind.
如果我们知道我们的意念如此重要，我们一定要看顾好。
What goes inside it?
我们的思想所领受的怎么样的想法
？Amen.
Amen.
If it's garbage in, it will be garbage out.
如果是垃圾坏的思想，我们一定要拒绝，要把它推出去。
The mind is the area of the spiritual battle that rages between Satan and us and the world and us.
所以我们知道我们的思想是这个属灵真正的战场，在我们跟仇敌和这个世界之间的一个较劲的对待地方。
Paul is commanding us to change our mindset.
所以保罗来嘱咐我们，吩咐我们要改变我们，更新我们的心意。
The way we think.
就是我们思想的方法。
Isaiah 55 verse 7also says, even in the Old Testament, it says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and our Lord, for he will abundantly pardon.
以赛亚书五十五章第七节说，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人应除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜悯他，当归向我们的神，因为他必广行赦免。
Even in the Old Testament, Isaiah is telling the unrighteous man, the only way you can change from your unrighteousness is to let go of your thoughts. Change your thoughts.
所以在旧约当中，甚至先知以赛亚都告诉我们，如果对于不义的人，你要改变你的行为的话，首先要除掉你那不好的意念。
So therefore, Satan every day is looking to sow thoughts into our heads.
所以每天撒旦他做的就是在我们的意念当中撒下那不好的种子。
This is the way he can transform, he can stop us from behaving the way that pleases God.
所以这就是他用这种方法来拦阻我们按照神所喜悦的方式来行为。
Satan has no power over us.
因为他在我们的身上其实没有权柄跟能力的。
He is defeated.
因为他被主所击垮了。
But what he can do is lie to us.
他所能做的就是不断的来欺骗我们。
Deceive us.
来欺骗我们。
So the way he will attack you is by deceiving you.
所以他来攻击我们的方法就是用谎言来欺骗我们。
Because he knows if he can sow thoughts into your head, he can control you.
因为他知道如果他把这种谎言的种子撒在我们的意念当中，他就可以借此来操控我们的意念。
Remember the baby elephant?
记着那个我们
the babies, the elephant, the, even though the elephant is fully grown, but in his head, he's still thinking the chain is too strong for me.
记得我们之前分享那个大象的那个图片，虽然大象已经长大了，有足够的能力，但是他的意念当中也仍然是幼象的那个思想，他觉得那个脚链是很强壮，他挣不开的。
So the Satan would say, "You're not saved."
所以撒旦的告诉我们，你还没有得救啊。
God hasn't forgiven your sin.
神还没有赦免你的罪。
God doesn't love you.
神不爱你。
That's why he's not answering your prayers.
就是因为这样子他没有回应你的祷告啊。
Because there's sin in your life, there are curses in your life.
你看因为你没有听神的话，你生命中有很多的咒诅啊，神没有饶恕你。
All sorts of confusion.
很多各种各样这样的谎言和困惑的地方。
And Paul addresses this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
保罗在哥林多后书十章这里有讲到。
He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh.
他说我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气而征战。
Paul is saying this battle that we are fighting is not against flesh and blood.
保罗在强调说我们的征战不是在血气当中的征战。
It is not something that the flesh can do.
不是我们的血气能有所作为的事情。
In other words, it is not something that, I'm going to read a book, I'm going to study a psychology course and I will be free. It will help, but it won't set you free.
所以不是说我们今天学一个文凭，学一个心理学的学位，学一些知识就能解决的问题。
You may,
可能有所帮助，但不能解决问题。
In your study, you may understand the problem, but how are you going to deliver the person from the problem?
在那种学习跟研究当中，你可能会明白你的问题所在，但是并不能解决那个问题的实质。
If it's something that the flesh can do, then it will be done.
如果是靠着我们的血气就能解决的话，那么早就解决问题了。
But Paul says these problems are not from the flesh.
但保罗在强调说，这些问题不是从血气而来的。
Amen. They are spiritual problems.
这些是属灵的征战，属灵的问题。
Amen. The devil is attacking your mind.
仇敌在攻击我们的思想。
And the world is attacking your mind.
这个世界也在攻击我们的思想。
We are being imprisoned by the thoughts.
那是我们被我们的思想所困住。
So here, Paul says we are not fighting according to the flesh.
保罗强调说我们不是凭着血气来征战。
Amen. But the good news is this, verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare, we have weapons.
但好消息是说我们有这个征战的武器、兵器。
Are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds.
这里第四节说，因为我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，而是凭着神的能力，能够攻破坚固的营垒。
It's true.
这是真实的。
I have seen in my own life.
我在我自己的生命中亲眼见证过。
Brothers and sisters who, people who spent 6 months in a mental hospital.
我见过有人，就是他们有6个月待在那个精神病院里面
，and have no hope，
他们毫无指望
，and yet I see God deliver them。
我亲眼见证神如何来释放他们。
I was surprised。
我自己都很惊讶。
There are people today who are living well is because we Christians believe in these weapons and believe in the divine power。
今天我们有些人他们重新能重振旗鼓来过一个好的生命，是因为我们知道我们属灵的征战的兵器。
The Holy Spirit knows how to deliver us.
圣灵知道如何来释放我们。
These weapons that are available to us are not from the books. They are from heaven. They are divine. They are powerful.
这些对于我们来说大有功效的兵器，并不是在书本上所学到的，而是属天的神所赐给我们的兵器。
Like I said, psychology will help us, but it's not. We will not be able to completely deliver us.
就像一个心理学家，他可以帮助我们看到我们的问题所在，但并不能没有能力来解决我们的问题。
We need something more than flesh. We need something that is divine, something that is spiritual.
我们需要一些从神而来的属神的神圣的能力来帮助我们释放我们。
Don't close it. So let the air flow. Okay. So this is spiritual.
这是那种属灵的征战。
Amen. This is spiritual. And the sooner you learn this, especially when you're young, the more peaceful you're going to live in your life.
当我们越年轻，我们越早学到、学会这个、懂这个道理的话，那么对我们的生命是有帮助的。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, I've been a pastor for so long. I've seen so much of humanity.
真的是我做牧师很这么多年，我看过很多人的本性，人类的本性。
I care majority of the problems are always the mind.
我可以告诉你们，很多是我们人的问题，都是源于我们的思想。
And that is why we need the Holy Spirit's help.
这就是我们需要圣灵来帮助我们。
To discern what's problem.
来帮助我们来分辨问题的根源。
You can ask the Holy Spirit, what is this thought? Where does it come from?
你可以求问圣灵说，我这个思想、这个意念是从何而来的呢？
And here, it says that these weapons can destroy strongholds.
这里说这个兵器可以攻破坚固的营垒。
How can we end up being imprisoned by thoughts?How can we end up being trapped? How can we end up being controlled by a certain thought?
一个人怎么可能被一些一个思想、一个意念被凝固、被监牢呢？
How can a Christian end up in bondage, unable to get free?
一个基督徒如何成为一种在监牢里面一种囚犯而无法得释放呢？
How can we end up in bondage of immorality?
一个基督徒如何在那种不道德事情上来有一种捆绑和
How can we end up in unforgiveness?
一个人怎么会活在一种不饶恕之中呢？
In such hate.
带着如此大的一种仇恨。
How can we end up in such desperate despair that there is no hope?
我们一个人怎么会陷入到一种如此绝望的境界呢？
These are strongholds.
这就是我们所说的坚固的营垒。
And the Bible says we have weapons that can overcome them.
圣经告诉我们，我们有这样的兵器，可以攻破这样的营垒。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
But before we get to the weapons, let's go and find out how come we end up with strongholds.
那我们在讲这个武器之前，我们来看看我们如何
How does strongholds come about?
我们如何进入到这样的营垒当中？怎么有这样的营垒在我们里面形成呢？
It's in three stages.
是有三个阶段。
First,
第一
，it comes by a thought.
那么首先是从一个很小的一个意念开始。
It is a seed.
就是一个种子。
At some point, it's planted in your head.
这个种子被撒在我们的思想里面。
The enemy plants something in your head.
仇敌把这个小小的种子撒在我们里面。
Something that you see.
有些可能是你眼睛看到一些东西。
Something that you hear.
可能你听到了一些东西。
Something that you feel.
或者你感受到一些东西。
Something that just you thought.
甚至是你就突然想到一个东西。
There's so many ways that these seeds can be sown in our heads.
我们可以以各种不同样的方法跟渠道来把这个种子撒在我们的思想里面。
In our today's society, we are in danger.
在如今的社会当中，我们真的是有很大的危险。
Especially young people.
特别是年轻人哦。
We used to spend so much time looking at information, looking at the internet. Something will hit you in your head.
因为我们花很长的时间每天刷手机，看各种各样的资讯和讯息，就是有很多的想法会突然跳进我们里面呢、啊。
And then it enters our head.
然后这样的思想就进入到我们的头脑当中。
And we start entertaining that thought.
当我们开始去沉浸、去思想这些想法的时候
，In other words, we give it some really fertile soil in our head.
就换言之，就好像把这个种子，我们开始给它施肥，给它有滋养，给它浇灌。
And the negative thoughts begins to grow.
那么一个负面的想法可能就开始滋养了。
That anxiety, that negative feeling begin to take root.
一个焦虑，一个不好的那种感受开始增长、生长。
And then the second stage of the process takes place.
那么这就是我刚刚第二个阶段就开始发生了。
We start imagining.
我们就开始各种各样的想象。
We start meditating.
我们开始去在沉浸在这样的想法当中。
Fantasizing.
我们开始有各种突发奇想。
In other words, one day you were looking on the internet and then the advert, a beautiful woman comes in and you watch, wow, the thought comes in.
就好像有一天突然间刷手机看到一个好像一个广告一个美女出现在你面前然后一个意念进入到你的想法当中你开始去有各种各样的想象力发生
And you begin to entertain that thought.
当你在这个想法当中驻留
that,
去思想默想的时候
That beautiful woman is in your head.
那么这个美女的形象就一直环绕在你的脑海当中
And then you fantasize.
然后你就开始各种各样的想象
Beginning to have illegal feelings for her.
开始对这个美女有一些不法的想法。
And you begin in your mind to do things that you're not allowed to do.
然后你可以在你的肉体当中，你觉得你做不到，现实当中做不到的事情，你在你脑海当中开始去想象。
It becomes like a dream, like a vision.
所以这样子变成一种你的梦想，一种意象。
Imagination is so important because imagination makes something which is a thought almost real.
这个想象力是非常可怕的一件事情，就是可以把一种看似很虚幻的东西变成一种现实。
Imaginations and fantasies has power.
这种想象力，这种想象力是有能力的。
God uses imagination.
神也会使用我们的想象力。
He says to Abraham.
他对亚伯拉罕说
：“Look at the stars.
看天上的星星。
Look at the sand and the sea.
看海边的沙。
Imagine.
来，你想象。
These are like.Your children.
他说这想象这些天上的星星和海边的沙会成为你的后裔。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, we as Christians in a positive way, we need to imagine us leading thousands of people to Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以用这样的想象力，正面的思维，想象我们会带很多的人来归向主。
We need to imagine people being laid hands on and they get healed.
我们可以想象说，当我们按手在人身上为我们祷告的时候，有神迹发生。
When we see a dead person, we imagine them getting up.
然后我们看到一个将死的人，我们按手的时候，他可能会死而复活。
You see, imaginations can be positive or very negative.
所以想象力可以很正面，也可以很负面。
But the enemy sows a bad thought.
所以仇敌会把这个负面的想法撒在你的思想当中。
It grows in your head.
然后慢慢的去滋养它。
And it becomes an imagination.
然后这想法变成一种想象力。
And if it's anxiety and worry, it becomes an imagination. I have no hope. I've got no future because I can see. I've no job, no house, nothing in my future.
所以当我们有一些焦虑和恐惧的时候我们去在这个思想当中去滋养去想象我们想说啊，我以后肯定没有未来我没有工作没有房子我一无是处
In other words, you got a vision of something very dark
所以就是你对一种很黑暗无指望的事情你有一个意向
Amen, no hope, I can't see a future for me
就是你觉得对我自己我看不到我的未来我没有指望
see, An athlete needs to see themselves winning
就好像运动员，他应该看到自己能够来在这个比赛当中能夺冠。
But somebody with a negative imagination cannot see themselves winning.
但是如果有一个很负面的想象力的时候，你就看不到你自己有未来。
So doubts and misunderstanding and so on are imaginations that become so real.
所以各种的质疑、疑惑啊、猜忌，然后让我们那种想象力变得很负面。
That we become trapped.
然后最后导致我们被困在这样的想法当中。
And that is the third step. When we become stronghold, we've been captured.
所以这是第三步。
Third step. We've been captured.
所以我们就被紧紧的抓住，被这个想法抓住。
The enemy pushes us into the prison, lock the door, and we are inside. No one can get in. You can't get out.
就好像仇敌借着这样的想法把我们推到那个监里把我们锁上的门把我们死死的困在里面
You're so addicted to the immorality Every time when you see a woman You don't see them as a woman You see them as something else
所以就是我们被这种不道道德的败坏的思想紧紧的去捆绑住看到一个女人你就会有各种污秽的想法
Every time when you see something right, You see with impure thoughts Because you're fantasizing You're inside it
所以每次我们看到一个很正常的东西，我们都有一些很乱七八糟的想法，就我们那种看事情的角度已经发生改变。
You've lost control.
我们已经毫不可控制自己的想法。
Those thoughts dominate your life.
这样负面的想法、污秽的想法占据了你的思想。
It dominates the quality of your life.
也主导了你生活的质量。
It overtakes your Christian life.
可能胜过了你作为基督徒你的信仰的生活。
And that's how the devil destroys every single Christian.
这就是仇敌用这样的策略和方法来摧毁每个基督徒的生命。
He binds the brother in pornography.
所以把一个弟兄捆绑在色情当中。
And imprison the sister in anxiety and worry.
把一个姊妹困在一种焦虑的牢笼当中。
Amen. I see so many.
我看过很多很多这样的案例。
The good news is,
但是好消息是
we can be free.
我们今天可以得释放。
It all began with a single thought.
都是源于一个思想。
How did that brother become bound in immorality?
这个弟兄如何渐渐一步一步的进入这种道德不败坏的一种淫乱当中呢？
It all began with the one advertisement, one thing that he saw.
可能就是都是这一切的一切都从源于一个广告一个图画。
One thought and he entertained it.
一个想法你不断去思想这个想法想它去滋养它。
One thought of hate.
或者说一个仇恨的意念。
Leads to unforgiveness.
就带到最后的一种不饶恕。
It is a seed.
一切都是源于一个种子。
The devil copies God.
仇敌是复制神做事的方法。
Amen.God uses seed. The devil also uses seed.
就好像神会用种子来滋养我们，仇敌也会用种子来欺骗我们。
It all began with a seed.
一切事情的源头是一个种子。
And it leads to strongholds.
那最后会导致一种营垒和捆绑。
But we have weapons that can overcome.
但是我们今天有属神的武器可以胜过。
Amen. We can. The Bible. The next verse says.We destroy arguments, every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. Take every thought captive to obey Christ.
第五节说，和各样男主人认识神的高垒，又夺回人心来顺服基督。
You see, Paul is saying, we can destroy those strongholds with the weapons that God has given us.
保罗说，
and then we can grab hold of these thoughts.And squeeze them and Satan and capture them until what? Obey Jesus.
保罗这里说，我们可以用神所赐给我们的属灵的兵器，将一切的坚固的营垒攻破，并且把各样男主人认识神的这些思想来搅碎，并且使他们顺服基督。
Paul saying we can break these strongholds.
保罗说，我们可以打破这样的高垒。
Take hold of these thoughts.
我们并且把这些负面的想法来抓住。
And capture them.
然后把他们捆绑住。
Like rats, we can go and capture them.
就好像老鼠，我们用那个夹子可以把老鼠绑住、困住。
And get rid of them.
可以把他们全部抓住。
How many rats and mice have we got in our head?
我们头脑中有多少这样子可怕的那种老鼠呢？
6,200.
六千多只老鼠在头脑里面。
But don't worry, they're all 95% the same.
不用担心，可能95%的这种想法都是同一个想法。
So 6,200 thoughts are running around your head all the time, and you're thinking, I'm depressed. Oh no no, I'm addicted.
那可能有6,000多个这样的想法每天在你头脑中快速的运转，说啊，我很焦虑，很恐惧啊，或者我控制不自己这个瘾啊。
And it looks like it's impossible to be set free.
好，看上去我就无法从这牢笼当中被释放出来。
Like these people I've seen in the mental hospital 6 months, impossible. Their parents have no hope.
就好像那些住被关进精神病院的人一样，他们父母对他们都已经失去信心了。
And so in the last result, they find me and said, Pastor, go and have a go. Push.My daughter is in a mental hospital.
就好像他们
Can you help?
所有人都束手无策的时候，来最后找到我说：“啊，牧师，你最后你是救命稻草，你来试试看你有没有办法。”
You see, nothing is impossible.
但是在基督里面没有不能成的事。
I've seen people being delivered.
我看到人真的神就这样释放他们。
But it takes not just the minister; it also takes the person to be willing. I want to be free.
所以不光是牧者有这样的信心，也需要那个 被祷告的人他需要有这样的心，他想要得释放。
Amen. The first step to be free is when you say, you know, I'm tired of being negative. I'm tired of being bound. I want to be free.
所以我们得释放的第一步关键就是我们觉得我们认识到我们需要得释放，我们受够了这一切。
Pastor Betty, can you help me?
我说啊 ，Betty 牧师，你可不可以帮助我？受够了，我不要在焦虑当中，我不要在这个被这个瘾所困住了。
And she would say, "Of course."
当然可以。
Amen.
Amen.
So, how do we come out of this?
我们如何从这瘾里当中出来呢
？Like I said, I'm going to give you just a top level because each thing, each one can be detailed.
我可能给大家一个很比较概括的一种笼统的方法，当然每一件事情有更细节来讲。
And to be absolutely convincing, I need to go to the scripture, not to any books.
为了让大家100%的幸福，我不是用任何的书籍，而是回到神的话语，圣经来告诉大家。
If you want to be delivered from strongholds, if you want to be delivered from wrong thoughts, these are your verses.
所以如果你想从各样的瘾垒当中和错误的思想当中得释放
I want you to memorize these three verses.
这就是你需要知道的经文
And you know them already.
可能你已经知道这个经文了
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 8.
腓立比书四章六到七节
Do not be anxious about anything.
他说我们应当一无挂虑
Paul is saying to us, don't be anxious.
保罗告诉我们不要焦虑哦不要担忧哦
But my response toPaul is, but I am anxious.
但是我们可能会说，但是我就控制不了，就是会担心啊。
I try not to be anxious.
我知道我不应该。
But I'm still anxious.
我知道我不应该担心，但是我就是控制不住要去担心。
Amen. What he's basically saying, if this is in the Old King James, right, is do not take up the thought or worry of anxiety.
其实保罗这里在说，我们不要去。抓住这个焦虑、担心、担忧的这种想法。
First of all, you need to realize the anxious thoughts is from outside.
首先，你要识别这种焦虑的想法是从外面来的。
You gotta realize it's from the world, it's from Satan.
你要知道这种想法是从世界、从撒旦、仇敌那边影响我们的。
This is a tactic. The salesman will say to you, "Hurry! This offer only lasts today."
很多时候那种。促销员他会说哇今天这个优惠只是到今天截止哦
buy one and get one free
买一送一哦这个事情错过就没有了
and then they give you a clock hurry before only 2 hours left
然后马上给你一个时钟倒计时两个小时之内这个优惠就截止了
this thought comes from outside so you're anxious
因为这样的一个想法然后你就开始要去督促你自己，
And then you take your credit card and you ring.
然后你马上把你的那个信用卡来说，哦，我赶快要买了，不买就没有了。
Until you find out later on, right? You know, a month later, still the same price.
所以可能到你买了之后，你付账以后，你发现哦，一个月之后这个价钱还是优惠还在。
It is a well-known strategy.
这是一种很正常的一种促销手段。
And yet, we fall for it all the time.
但是我们每一次都会中招。
And I tell you, some preacher using the same trick.
很多时候我们的讲员会用这样的方法哦。
Come and read my book. If you read my book, God will give you the anointing.
所以就是啊，你要读我的这本书，你读了这本书，你会得到神给你的这个恩膏。
Before they all go.
就是这个书很畅销，很快卖完了。
I've only got 10 copies.
我只有十本书。
So、I remember, right?
先到先来。
I was a victim.
当时我就是那种。
I ran the 100 meters faster than Usain Bolt.
这种方法在我身上很奏效，我就会那中招的人。我跑得比谁都还快，赶快抢一本这个书。
Because I wanted it.
因为我想要这个恩膏。
You see, don't take it up. Don't be fooled by it.
所以不要被这种很平常的这种策略所。
He said, but in everything, first of all, don't take up the thoughts. Secondly, pray about it.
首先不要去接受这样的思想然后呢为此而祷告
If you've got something that worries you
如果你有事情让你担心
Lift it up before God
就带到神面前
Amen If you've got an addiction Pray before God
如果你被某种瘾所捆绑的话那么来到神面前祷告
Pray
为此祷告
And you know In all those years right, When you pray there's a, When you pray about it especially when you speak in tongues you get some breakthrough.
很多时候我们为我们的担忧的祷告的时候，甚至在灵里祷告的时候，我们会看到一些突破。
And then you feel release.
然后你会感觉那种里面一种释放。
And then you say to your wife, I won't do it anymore.
然后你会对你的配偶说，哦，我保证我再不做了。
And then you say to your enemy, I will forgive you.
然后我会对我仇敌说，我会饶恕那个伤害我的人。
But then one or two days later,Everything comes back.
可能过了一两天以后，你觉得哎呀，还要又重蹈覆辙了。
So what's happened?
到底怎么回事呢？
You see, the thought goes in, the thought comes out, the thought goes in, the thought comes out.
因为这种思想会一进一出，在循环的发生。
But when you are praying, when you're praying in tongues, edification is happening.
但是当我们祷告，我们讲方言的时候，其实我们里面会得到造就。
When you're worshiping, something's happening.
当我们敬拜神的时候，我们也有事情的发生。
He said, the peace of God come over you.
就是神的平安会临到你。
He said, and will guard your heart and your minds.
他说这个平安会在基督耶稣里保守你心怀意念。
You say to Paul, I did that, but it comes back.
那你对保罗说我有按照你说的做啊，但是好像那种想法又回来了。
But the peace of God, it guarded me for a few hours, or guarded me for a day, but then the next day it comes back.
你说那个平安保守我的心怀意念可能有几个小时，隔天好像又犯了我。
Paul said, wait a minute, I haven't finished yet.
然后保罗说，哎，要等一下，我还有话要说。
You haven't read verse 8.
你还没有读到第八节。
So in other words, by praying to God, by dealing with it, by fighting it, you get peace for a while.
所以就是借着祷告和祈求，我们可以让这个平安保守我们的心怀心思意念保一段时间。
But lots of people forget verse 8.
但是很多人就忽略了第八节所说的。
Finally.
他说末了，最后要说的话。
Means don't forget. There is something else you need to do.
这里末了就说不要忘记了，最后还有一件很重要的事要做。
In order to keep your peace.
为了来保守你的平安。
In order to guard your heart.
为了来保守你的心怀意念。
Hey, don't attack me yet.
保罗说，哎，等一下，我还没有说完，不要来急着攻击我。
I haven't finished yet.
我还没有话没有说完呢。
Finally.
最后末了了。
Brothers, whatever is true.
他说，弟兄们，凡是真实的。
Whatever is honorable.
凡是可敬的。
Whatever is just.
凡是公义的。
Whatever is pure.
凡是清洁的
Whatever is lovely
凡是可爱的
Whatever is commendable
凡是有美名的
If there is any excellence
若有什么德行
If
若有什么称赞的
anything worthy of praise
若有什么是值得称赞的
Think about these things
你们都要留意
Hallelujah.
Amen
Now what Paul is basically saying After you pray in tonguesAfter you worship, after you feel all the peace, and you come out of church, and you feel hallelujah.
所以保罗说，当你做了你所有做的，你祷告，你方言，你敬拜，你得到平安，你保守你的心怀意念，所有这一之后，完了以后，你还要做
什么？ Then Paul says, don't forget.
然后保罗说，不要忘记了，还有一件事。
From now on, whatever is good, whatever is pure, talk about them.
所以保罗说从现在开始任何良善的真实的可敬的这些美好的事情你都要去思想
In other words, once you got the rubbish out,
换言之当我们把这个头脑里面的垃圾处理完之后
Put good things into your head, fill it up
你需要用美好的事情来充满你的心思意念
Amen If you got a hole in your house and the mouse and the ratscrawl in, what do you do when you get rid of the rat, you fill up the hole.
就好像你的家里的墙角有个洞老鼠从每次从洞里面进出那你把这老鼠抓走以后你是不是要把这个墙洞给补上呀
There's some holes in our head.
就好像我们的头脑里面有洞
了 We need to fill it up.
我们要把这个洞补上
We need God's polyfiller to fill it up.
我们要用神给我这个那个墙胶泥把它补上
And what do you use to fill it up?
用什么来补上呢
Things that are positive.
就是那些有正面的美好的事情。
Promises of God.
神的应许。
Word of God.
神的话语。
Positive words from brothers and sisters.
从弟兄姊妹来的那些可造就人的话语。
Think about those.
常常思想这样的事情。
Let me share with you one polyfiller that I use.
我跟大家讲一下我来修补用的一个东西。
Every time when I see things that that is outside my control.
当每次我看到一些在我不受控制的事情发生的时候
，and I feel anxious.
我开始有焦虑的思想。
I pray.
然后我就祷告啊。
And I pray.
我祷告。
And then at a certain point, I say to myself.
然后到一个地步，我会对我自己说
，God loves me.
神爱我。
God's taking care of me.
神会看顾我。
It will be okay.
一切会安好。
I don't understand it, but it will be okay.
但是虽然我的头脑不明白，但是我相信一切安好。
Every single time is okay.
猜猜每一次当我这样做的时候，都结果都是非常好的。
It may not be the way I think it will happen, but it ends up okay.
未必是按照我所期许的发生，但最后的结果都是好的。
Even when a situation seems no hope,
就算在一个看似没有出路、很绝望的一种环境当中
，It's okay.
都会安好。
Because by doing that.You are blocking more anxiety for coming in.
因为你通过去思想神的话语和应许，你把更多的焦虑堵住
了。More negativity.
更多负面的思想的进入。
No, God has promised.
神应许我们。
That He will save my family.
他会来拯救我的家人。
So don't worry.
所以不要焦虑。
Oh no, what happens if my dad dies or my mom die?
哦，如果我爸爸妈妈没有信主，他们就死了怎么办
？God promised.
神有应许。
He will take care of the ones you love.
神会看顾保守我们所爱的人。
There's many promises in the Bible.
在圣经当中有很多这样的应许。
And that is why it's important for us to read the Bible.
这就是为什么我们需要读主的读圣经读神的话语。
You need something to block the devil. You can find so many verses. If you're not sure, ask Betty for a whole list.
所以如果我们很多时候我们需要来补我们的脑洞的时候，我们需要神的话语，神的应许。
Go and get a book or on the internet, search God's promises to me.
如果你真的不知道的话，那么就是找 Betty 牧师，或者就网上去搜索很多神的圣经的经文，
memorize them.
来把这些应许记下来。
If not, sing some worship songs.
或者实在大不了的话，找一些敬拜诗歌来唱。
Just sing and sing and sing. If you can't sing, listen.
如果你唱不了，去听，去思想。
And if at night when you find that your mind runs and runs like uncontrolled, if you find your mind is running,
在晚上，如果你发觉你的头脑里面啊不受控制，在高速运转的时候
，listen to the Bible.
然后就是听经文呢。
So in other words, brothers and sisters.You need to do two things. Get rid of those thoughts because Paul said you can take them captive.
所以首先我们需要把这负面的想法要处理掉，把它们踢出去，然后把它们抓住。
How do you take the thought captive?
你怎么把这思想牢牢抓住呢
？First, you've identified this is not a good thought.
首先你要确认分辨它们不是好的想法。
So you say, in Jesus' name, I bind this thought. Get out of my mind.
所以首先奉耶稣名来捆绑它，然后让它离开。
And then you think about it. Get out of my mind.
然后你要想这个思想要离开我的意念。
And then you think about it. Get out of my mind.
然后每次你想的时候，就命令他离开。
And if it still doesn't go away, stop praying.
然后如果他还是没有离开，那么不断的祷告。
Eventually, you will be able to destroy it.
那么最后你会靠着神的能力来诋毁这样的想法。
Once you get rid of it,
当我们处理到这样的想法的时候
，begin to put in a positive thought.
然后我们需要用正面的想法来填补这个空缺。
I will be well.
想说一切安好，一切与我都是安好的。
Amen. So what if I die? Like I said to you this morning.
就算我死了，又怎么着呢
？God is with me.
神仍然与我同在。
Amen. It doesn't matter, brothers and sisters.
所以根本不重要。
You're not trying to kid yourself. You're trying to tell yourself the truth.
你不是在来蒙欺骗你自己，
你是告诉你这个真理。You're not trying to lift your hopes up. You're just telling yourself the truth, the promises of God.
你不是把你自己的那个期待值加高，而是告诉你自己的真理。
See, God told me not to worry.
神告诉我们不要忧虑。
That He said, even if He can feed these birds, He will be able to feed me.
神说我可以把喂饱飞鸟的话，那我同样可以喂养你们。
God's children will not be begging for bread.
神的儿女不会乞讨，为面包乞讨。
God has a plan for my life.
神在我的生命中有他美好的计划。
Amen. He is sovereign.
神在我生命中有绝对的主权。
The things are happening around me today, I don't understand it, but it'll be okay.
在我生命中发生的所有事情，尽管我自己不明白，暂时不明白，但是知道神在掌权。
You see, when you're running a race, it's not how you start.
当我们在赛跑的时候，不是我们如何开始这个赛跑。
Have you ever seen people run? They got all the kit, the Nike, the Yonex, all the kit, that most expensive kit, And when they run really fast. They look really good in the crowd.
当我们看到一些运动员他们在赛跑的时候，他们穿的是最昂贵的那种啊装备体那些啊服饰哈，他们跑起来也很带劲儿。
Lots of people start well in life.
很多时候我们在开始生命的前半部分都非常的好。
Because maybe because they got more privilege.
很多时候因为他们人生他们的起跑点就很高。
Better education.
或者他们受了更高等的教育。
They may be living in a better area.
或者他们出生在一个更富有的地方。
And you start off very struggling in your life.
但是可能有些人相反，你的前半生都很挣扎。
It's not about how you start.
其实很多时候我们的人生不在乎我们如何开始。
It's about how you finish.
而是在乎我们如何去终结这个人生。
We may struggle in our Christian life.
所以作为基督徒我们在这人生的旅途当中我们可能会挣扎。
We may not be a good Christian when we started off with.
我们可能刚刚信主的时候并不是一个很好的基督徒。
We may be bound by all kinds of thoughts.
我们可能也被各种各样的思想所捆绑。
But the important thing, how are you going to finish?
但是更重要的是我们如何来结束我们最后的奔跑。
Amen.We're going to finish well.
我们应该要好好的跑完这场
Amen.
这场赛跑。
So Paul is saying, whatever are good.
所以保罗说，真实的，凡是真实的。
Whatever are pure.
凡是真实的，可敬的。
We think about these things.
我们都要去留意，去思想。
So we replace those thoughts.
所以我们把用这些好的想法代替不好的想法。
We meditate on God's word.
我们去默想神的话。
We listen to worship.
我们听一些敬拜诗歌。
We talk to godly Christians.
我们对那些敬虔的弟兄姊妹讲话。
Full of faith.
对那些充满有信心和爱心的人讲话。
And we listen to sermons that are full of faith.
我们对那些也去常见听那些带有能力和信心的讲道。
You see, this week my wife and I went to a Christian conference.
啊，这周我跟我的太太我们去了参加一个基督教的营会。
This conference has been around for 150 years.
那么这个营会有每年都举办有持续150年。
And throughout history, it's actually sent some of the most amazing leaders, it raised up some of the most amazing leaders.
那么在这个营会当中他们就是过往这么多历史当中有兴起很多很多那些有恩高的一些讲员。
And we were so excited.
但是我们去之前很兴奋。
Lots of people were there.
很多人在那边。
And the worship was fantastic. God's presence was there.
敬拜非常的棒，神的同在充满了那个地方。
And you can see the people are very hungry for God.
然后在那边参加那个营会的那些人，每个人都很渴慕神。
And the title of the message was about was joining Jesus in His mission.
那么那个讲道的主题叫做来与耶稣跟耶稣一起进入他的事工。
So I was very excited.
然后当时我就很兴奋。
I said, perhaps the Lord wants me to be here.
然后说啊，神要让我在这里。
I was so excited, even told Betty about it.
然后我当时很兴奋，然后我给Betty 也分享。
The presence of God was there.
那神的同在很强。
Until the famous preacher opened his mouth.
直到一个当时很出名的一个讲员开口讲道。
As soon as he opened his mouth, everything went cold.
当他一开口讲道的时候，哇，整个那个。空气变冷了。
You can see that God and the Holy Spirit and the angels all ran out fast.
看到那个所有圣灵的同在，天使所有的氛围就好像就离开那个会场一样。
Because he said, when Jesus said raise the dead, he doesn't mean that.
好，因为他说当耶稣说让死人复活的时候，并不是这个字面的意思。
When he says about healing, could be something else.
然后他说：“哦，神，当主耶稣提到医治的时候，可能是有其他的意思。”
And I sat there, thinking, "Shall I get up and say you?"
但是我坐在下面听的时候，我说：“我是不是应该走上台上去纠正他呢？”
I thought, "No, there's too many people here."
然后我说：“哦，算了吧，还是给他面子，这么多人在这边。”
But can you see, brothers and sisters?
然后大家其实我们有没有看到
？You need to be fed with sermons that are full of faith.
我们需要听的讲道是有神的能力和信心的。
That is the truth.
是传讲真理的道。
Not something that's logical that leads you to doubt.
不是那些好像按照一些理性的知识来带你把你带到疑惑当中。
Because the man is logical.
因为他这个人他是好像很理性的一个讲道。
We don't see many people. I've not seen anyone from being raised from the dead.
是我们好像没有很多人亲眼见证说有人死里复活。
That's what, logically, God doesn't do it.
好像按理性来分析，觉得好像神不会干这种事情。
We don't see many people being healed.
我们好像也没有常常看到有人得医治。
Logically and theologically, God may only do it now and then.
所以按理性的思维去分析说、哦、神是不是只是有时偶尔做的这种事情
Logical
理性
Sounds like the truth
看上去好像很有道理
That means Jesus is a liar
那么如果你这样分析的话那么说耶稣是说谎的人吗
Can you imagine For God loved the world He gave His only begotten son Perhaps You might be saved. God doesn't quite mean it that way.
如果你说神爱世人，把他独生子赐给我们，让我们凡信他的人得永生，那么说哦，可能得永生，你不一定确定是否得永生。
If God doesn't mean it that way about raising dead, then what about our salvation?
如果你觉得这样去解读，用理性来解读关于医治死人复活，那么关乎我们的救恩呢
？Amen. Perhaps you say, "Oh no, 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 He doesn't mean it quite that way."
可能你说哦，你可能会用理性去解读说，哦，这个救恩可能似乎可能也不是这个意思吧。
The Bible is the Bible.
圣经就是圣经。
Jesus said what he said.
耶稣说什么就是什么。
If he says raise the dead, he means raise the dead.
耶稣说他能让死人复活，他就是能让死人复活。
If the dead are not raised, it's not God's fault, it's our fault.
如果这个死人没有复活，不是神的问题，是我们的问题。
If the sick are not healed, it's our problem.
如果这个病人没有得医治，我觉得是我们的问题。
Amen. Because in the Bible, there's many examples when the disciple couldn't do it. Jesus didn't say, "Oh, I didn't mean it that way." He said, "He rebuked them."
所以在旧新约当中，我们看到当那些门徒他们不能去医治人的时候，他们主耶稣并没有说，
Amen.
"Oh, 我不是这个意思。"但是他有斥责他们。
When the disciple said, "Oh, we can't cast that demon out," why? Jesus didn't say, "Oh, I don't mean it that way."
当那些门徒告诉主说我们不能把这个污鬼赶出去的时候，主耶稣没有告诉他们说，哦，我不是这个意思哦。
Jesus rebuked them and then explained to them.
主耶稣斥责。
He said, "You have little faith."
主耶稣斥责了他的门徒，然后后来跟他们解释说，你们这些小心的人呐、啊，怎么怎么样。
I nearly stood up in front of this famous man and said, "You have little faith."
我当时差一点站起来走在这个著名很出名的讲员面前，我当时说，你这小心的人呐、啊。
Amen. Anyway, that's God's problem, not my problem.
哦，这是神的问题，由不得我去解决。
But I'm telling you, can you understand?
现在大家明白吗
Those thoughts, you need truth from the Bible. Even messages that you hear need to be truth, not logical.
所以我们一定要小心我们的思想，我们听到的讯息，就算是讲到，我们也要去用圣经的真理来验证。
So before we close, let me ask you a few questions.
当我在结束之前，我问大家两个问题。
Is God sovereign or not?
那么神是不是有绝对的主权呢
？Is He in control or not?
神是不是掌管我们的生命呢
？Then why do we feel as though our life is not under control?
如果我们真的是相信，那为什么我们的反应觉得好像神没有在掌管我们的生命呢？为什么我们不能相信他呢
？That somehow it works.
你为什么不相信他怎么着神会让一切事情行得通
For Jesus to go on the cross is not logical.
让耶稣走上十字架并不是按常理可以理解的事情
But God is sovereign, is all under control.
但是神有绝对主权会让一切在他的掌控之中
Amen.、嗯、Are we not God's children?
我们难道不是神的儿女吗
Is he or not our father?
难道他不是那爱我们的父吗
Does he care about us or not?
难道神不在乎我们吗
If so,Why do we feel we are abandoned by him?
如果我们真的相信我们有这个父，我们是他的儿女，那为什么我们感觉我们好像是被遗弃的人呢
？Can God hear our prayers?
难道神能听我们的祷告吗
？Yes.
是的。
So why as though we live as though he's got deaf ears?
好，为什么我们好像活得好像神听神聋了，听不到我们的祷告呢
？That's how we should talk to our brain, our mind.
这是应该我们来质疑我们的头脑。
Amen. When you doubt, you say to God is sovereign.
当你开始怀疑的时候，对你说
，He is in control of my life.
神有绝对的主权，他仍然掌管我的人生。
Even when people say you're out of your mind,
当有人说你疯了吧
，I say yes. I need to get this out of my mind.
你说是的，我疯了，我把这个坏的想法要踢出去。
We have to tell ourselves.
我们需要自己告诉我们自己。
What the Bible say?
就是神所告诉我们的话语。
And if you can't.
如果你不能的话
，Get someone else to tell you.
如果你自己不知道怎么说，叫别人教你怎么说。
Get Ruth to tell you.
让 Ruth 告诉你。
Someone who don't mind telling you.
对于那些他们不毫无保留、不吝啬跟你分享的人，告诉你。
Amen. Hallelujah. And that is why, brothers and sisters, we need some time to shout into our head.
所以那时候我们需要大声的告诉我们自己。
Get out of that prison.
让我们从这个监牢当中被囚的、被掳的被释放。
You don't need to live that way.
你不需要在这种被掳的
The weapons of God are His Word, are His power, are the blood of Jesus. With so many, a prayer are all weapons.
我们记得祷告，记得神的宝，真的话语，神的宝血，这些都是神所赐给我们的属灵的兵器，来攻破这些营垒。
God's forgiveness are all for weapons.
神给我们的饶恕也是他给我们的武器。
We can choose.
让我们可以来选择。
We have a choice.
我们有这个选择的权利。
Either to take our thoughts captive or to be captured by our thoughts.
我们可以选择去捆绑这营垒，或者是被这些想法所营垒。
Paul say we have a choice.
保罗说我们可以选择。
To destroy these strongholds.
我们可以攻破这些营垒。
Amen. Let's pray.
好，让我们祷告。
Father God, we love you.
亲爱的天父，我们爱你。
And we ask you, God, that from today onwards,
我们祷告从今天开始，
that we will identify some of these thoughts that are really bound us for a long time,
来帮助我们来分辨那些捆绑我们很久的这些不好的想法。
And we're going to grab hold of them,
让我们可以紧紧抓住这些想法。
And say in the name of Jesus,
让我们对这些想法说奉耶稣的名。
I'm going to reject you,
我要奉耶稣名拒绝这些想法。
I'm going to evict you,
我们把这些想法踢出去。
And I'm going to pray against you.
主，我们也奉借着祷告来斥责这个想法。
My God will set me free.
我相信我们的神，你会赐给我们自由。
My God will help me.
我的神，你必要帮助我。
The Holy Spirit will help you.
圣灵，你会必帮助我。
Let's take hold of the thoughts.
让我们紧紧抓住这些想法。
And we reject those thoughts.
奉耶稣名，我们要拒绝这样的想法。
And let the Holy Spirit come and help us.
来求圣灵来帮助我们。
Once those thoughts are gone,
当这些想法离开的时候
，fill our minds.
主啊，求你来充满我们的思想。
With what God has said,
借着你的话语来充满我们的思想。
Let's all stand.
好，让我们站立起来。
称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的恩惠。
Today we are not there to condemn anybody at all.
今天我们在这里不是要定任何人的罪。
You may be under bondage.
可能你生命中经历一些捆绑。
You may be depressed with anxiety and worries.
你可能被一种焦虑和抑郁所压抑。
I fully understand that.
我们都完全明白你的处境。
And the Holy Spirit knows that.
圣灵也知道我们的遭遇。
What today meant to be is the Holy Spirit saying to you, you can be free.
今天在这里是你想要告诉你你是可以得自由的
Because the weapon are the words of God.
因为神所赐给我们属灵征战的武器是他的话语
The promises of God.
是神所赐给我们的应许
They are powerful.
这些是大有能力的
Fill your minds with those things.
让你的意念充满神的话语
Fill your mind with the truth.
让你的意念充满神的真理
That God cares about us.
就是神他爱你他在乎你
He loves us.
他爱你
Even though when we don't see it, we don't feel it.
很多时候就算我们看不到我们甚至感受不到
It doesn't change the truth.
但这并不能改变这个事实和真理
God loves us.
就是神爱我们
And all God wants us to do is to pray.
神所想要我们的就是来到他面前来祷告
Believe in him.
相信他
Be patient.
耐心地等候他
And keep on struggling with those negative thoughts.
我们继续的与这些负面的去思想来交战。
Bind them.
继续来奉耶稣的名捆绑他。
Capture them.
来抓住他们。
And tell them to get out of your head.
告诉这些思想离开你。
And then remind yourself the promises of God.
然后用神的话语来充满你的心思意念。
God promises a sound mind.
基督应许我们有完全的意念。
His perfect love casts out.Fear.
在基督完全的爱中是没有惧怕的。
And that God has given us a sound mind.
神有给我们一个完全的基督的心。
A mind that is the mind of Christ.
这个意念是属乎基督的心意。
And so when we go home.
所以今天我们回家以后。
And we struggle with these thoughts.
当我们在这样的意念当中再去挣扎的时候。
You need to tell yourself.
那你要告诉自己。
God is with me.
神与我同在。
I have hope.
我在他里面有盼望
I will overcome
我会得胜
I will overcome
我会胜过的软弱
These strongholds will be destroyed
这些引领会被攻破
And if you need to And if you need it
如果你需要这样的突破
Talk to a brother or a sister who are full of faith
对那些蛮有信心的肢体跟他们分享
To help you to pray
让他们帮助你跟你一起来祷告
And let them be a strength to you
让他们成为你的力量。
So I pray right now, Father, that you set every brother and sister free.
主啊，现在祷告，求你把给我们这里每个弟兄姊妹，让他们得自由。
Especially those of God who are carrying much hurt and trauma.
对那些可能经历一些特别严重的一些不过往的经历。
Anxieties and worries.
那种焦虑和担忧。
Father, they all have to go.
主啊，奉耶稣名，这些思想都要离开。
Because your word says, "Do not worry."
因为你的话语告诉我们不要挂虑
Do not be anxious
不要去焦担忧
And in all things bring them in prayer and supplication
在我们在一切事上记得祷告和祈求
And with thanksgiving
和感恩
So Lord we're going to obey your word
所以我们今天要顺服你的话语
We're going to pray
我们要祷告
We're going to bring supplication
我们要记得祷告把我们的祈求带到你面前
And we're going to bring a heart of thankfulness
我们也带着感恩的心来到你面前。
Thank you for answering our prayers.
谢谢主，你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing us.
谢谢你今天聆听了我们。
Thank you for delivering us from our anxieties and worries.
谢谢你把我们从焦虑和担忧当中释放出来。
Thank you for healing our hurts.
谢谢你来医治我们的伤痛。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，我的主。
Thank you for the job that is coming to me.
谢谢你为我们所预备的工作。
Thank you, Lord, for the door that is open.
谢谢你为我们开启的美善。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，我的主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，我亲爱的主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，我的主。
Beginning to fill our minds, knowing God is on the case.
让我们用这样的想法充满的思想，相信神在掌管我们的一切。
Ask God to open your mind.
让神来打开我们的心思意念。
Ask God to help you to look where the job is.
让神来帮助你看到你要找的工作在哪里。
Ask God to help you to find your peace.
让神帮助你来找到你里面内心的平安。
So Father, Lord, I pray for every family.
主为我们这里的每一个家庭祷告。
I pray for every brother and sister.
为我们每个弟兄姐妹弟兄姊妹祷
告。No matter what we are going through, good days and bad days.
不管我们经历怎样的环境。
Will help us all, our minds to be full of the mind of Christ.
帮助我们的心思念都满有基督的心意。
So that the peace of God will be able to guard us.
所以基督你的平安会保守我们的心怀意念。
And protect us.
保守我们。
And I pray that every person's mind in this church, also people online, our minds will have peace and will be protected.
祷告我们在教会的每个弟兄姊妹包括我们在网上的弟兄姊妹我们每个人的心思意念都有耶稣基督的保守都满有主的平安
And so may the Lord bless you
愿主耶和华祝福你
And keep you
他必保守你
And make his face shine upon you And be gracious to you
耶和华必以他的脸光照你必以恩典待你
May the Lord lift up his countenance to you
耶和华必向你扬脸
And grant you shalom
他会变奠定他的平安
In Jesus name
奉耶稣名祷告
Amen. Please be seated
Amen.来请坐
God bless you.
神祝福大家好
If you need prayer, come forward.
大家有需要可以到前面来祝福大家